Science guy Steve Spangler joining us today with an experiment dealing with thermite reactions.
Big word. I love that. Yeah. Don't you love that? Look at these. These are ball bearings. You feel that? That's a great ball bearing.
Like out of a locomotive or something?
I don't know.
Big ball bearing.
You just run down to the local ball bearing store and you, I don't know.
I want the really big one.
The science guy has had these ball bearings they have for a long, long time. Believe it or not, when you hit a ball bearing together like this, there's a tremendous amount of energy that's right there at that impact. They say about 1,700 degrees Fahrenheit is the temperature at that one point. Of course, you would never feel that because it dissipates it. But you can see it this way. Here, watch this. Put your safety glasses on, right?
Okay.
And now hold the piece of paper. Show everybody at home like a magic trick. There's no hole in the paper, no hole at all. So watch what happens. I'm going to get close like this, and then I'm just going to hit it and watch what happens.
Oh, my gosh.
Now smell it. You can actually smell the burn.
It's burning.
Yeah.
It's
so burning. We burn the paper at that point.
Look at that. Oh, for
it's just amazing.
Sakes.
So it literally burns a hole. Remember the caps we had as a kid that the striker would
exactly
come back
what
and
they smell
hit?
Like paper caps.
Yep. So
yeah, boy, we're a couple of old guys, aren't we?
Paper caps.
Amazing.
What?
So that's pretty amazing. So that temperature now, chemistry teachers are using to be able to help catalyze a different reaction called a thermite reaction.
A
thermite reaction uses iron oxide, which is rust, and aluminum, and usually you're able to mix that together. And it's how they used to years ago weld railroad tracks together. We're going to show you the thermite reaction, but we're going to do it a little bit differently. These are not steel ball bearings. They are, they're iron ball bearings, but very, very dense iron. They come out of a mixing plant that they use for mining. So they use these in that goes around and around and then all of a sudden breaks up the rocks.
Ah.
So what I want you to do is this. You take the aluminum foil and just wrap one of them with aluminum foil. Okay? So just wrap it up with aluminum foil. Okay. So now, what we want is we want a reaction between the iron oxide, that's the rust, and the aluminum, but we have to have that temperature at the same time. And if we get all those things, we might get a little tiny reaction that you'll like.
Oh, really?
Remember the last time put holes in your suit?
I remember that.
Yeah, well, this was pretty close.
I've got 4 or 5 of those at home with holes.
So watch what happens. You hang on here like this, and you just kind of striking, kind of a glancing blow. Watch.
Oh!
Isn't that awesome?
Just do it again.
You do it. You do it, right?
All right, just a glancing
blow. Don't hurt yourself.
All right.
Nice! There's a little hole now in your suit.
Sure,
so that's pretty much the, we're just going to stand here and play this.
You got to get it just right, don't you?
You do. Now, people at home are going to try, and they're going to find regular ball bearings and try to rust them. It doesn't really work all that well. You have to find, come on, give it a shot. There you go. There's a little, nice. Here, I'll give you one. Isn't that kind of nice?
Sure.
There's one for you.
Am I missing rust here?
No, you could be. See, nice.
Dang, there you got to hit it just right. Well,
all
that's
right.
It. There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Thermite reaction.
Right. It's hard to do this at home.
Holy man, that was a good one.
Hard to do this at home because of these materials there, but some neat things like a chemistry teacher would do, and one of the things we do here at 9 News is a little forum to be able to say that there's lots of cool things happening in chemistry classes that kids have to take that, especially girls have to kind of do that as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yes, I understand
get them into the class.
That's right.
Get them
involved. I know.